Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Bad Boy Jack, written by Josephine Cox and read by Sherry Baines. Mary's heart was pounding as she hurried down the country lane. The biting wind whipped her long loose hair and the driving sleet stung her face, but she didn't flinch. Instead, she quickened her pace. She had no idea where she was headed or whether she would find contentment when she got there. She had packed only the most necessary items, enough to see her over the first week, and though her purse was not bulging with money, it would feed her and rent a room for a fortnight. Other than that, she had her hopes and dreams, which in themselves would fill the biggest heart. She needed to reevaluate her life, and for that she had to find a place far away from here. A place where she had never been before, a safe, quiet place, where she could either curl up and smother herself in self-pity, or, if she was brave enough, find a new life and forget what had happened here in this street, in that house. All her dreams shattered. Deep in her heart, she knew she would never find the same powerful, all-consuming love that she had experienced with Robert. But she had already resigned herself to that. She might never find riches or contentment, but that was of no matter. Already she was filled with regrets, but she would learn to live with them. Whatever happened now, there would be no going back. Not for anything. Or anyone. At the corner of the lane, she stopped and glanced back. He was at the cottage window, watching her, holding a lamp in his hand. Their eyes met, and her heart leapt. Then she saw him turn away. She paused for a moment, but he did not reappear. Then, with new resolve, she bowed her head to the wind and pushed on. Nothing had changed.